at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Today's witness in the impeachment inquiry is the first current White House official to testify. Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman serves on the National Security Council. He listened in on President Trump's call with Ukraine's president in July. In his opening statement, Vindman will say he reported concerns about the administration demanding an investigation into 2016 election meddling and the company linked to Joe Biden's son Hunter as conditions for Ukraine receiving military aid. Electricity could be cut today to more than a million people in California to prevent more wildfires from downed power lines. At least 57 houses are destroyed in Sonoma County. Thousands of homes are threatened in and around Los Angeles, where David Boyle lives.
There were two police officers there that said, "You got to get out." And I went, "Excuse me?" You know, and it's like, I said, "Well, when?" He said, "Now."
At least eight homes are destroyed in that fire. The wind is expected to pick back up again there tonight. America's listening to Fox News.
Halloween's almost here.
What is trick-or-treating?
Well, you put on a costume, you go door-to-door and say trick-or-treat, and people give you candy.
How am I supposed to be a zombie?
Zombie surprise party.
Can I just have the candy?
He doesn't look so scary to me.
Yeah, he looks kind of funny.
It's alive. It's alive!
There's something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Call the Halloween police.
Well, you used to love Halloween.
What are you doing, Frankenstein?
I'm sitting alone in a cemetery.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
I got lots of candy.
What's everybody gonna be for Halloween?
Ah, I'm a monster!
I know, it's scary, isn't it?
Freaky.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
Ooh, how deliciously evil looking.
It's like something out of Stephen King.
Happy Halloween!
It's the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Give me some candy.
Happy Halloween!
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the cruise that never ends at Caravita Village Senior Living. Semi-private suites from $13.99 and private suites for $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
As we start this day, there is rain on the radar this morning, and some places already getting wet. I see some rain, which has made it into Montgomery County and to Lowndes County, moving on northward. Raining now at Union Springs and a couple other locations at the moment. So rain is going to be around from time to time today and tonight. With this is what I call part one of a three-phase system. With a high today around 72, tonight's low 67. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, phase two. We're in the warmer, more humid air, so I've got the high upper 70s to, you know, maybe teetering close to 80. Showers likely, maybe a few thunderstorms in the more unstable air. Then phase three, the main event, is on Halloween. With a cold front sweeping through the state, showers and thunderstorms out ahead of it, mid to upper 70s on Thursday. I guess there could be a couple of stronger storms. I'm not expecting a severe weather situation. And, of course, some folks want to know, will it be gone for trick-or-treating hours, the showers? I think there'll be a few leftover showers early in the evening. That's certainly possible. Then much colder air sweeps in overnight Thursday night. Breezy, cool on Friday. We'll barely get up to about 60 for a high. The winds will make it seem cooler. We're in the 30s on Saturday morning. Ugh. First fire in my fireplace right around dawn on Saturday as I'm typing your blog. On a cool weekend with cold nights. Right now this morning, I see cloudy skies, calm winds, 65 degrees. Auburn has reporting light rain now at 6:03.
Good morning, everyone.
What's today?
It's only Tuesday.
Quit complaining.
What are you listening to? A Tuesday morning show.
It's some guy from the radio station.
This show is a disaster.
Weird. Wonderful people.
You can't stop listening to it.
And don't forget.
Don't forget, today is National Cat Day.
How do you celebrate?
How did you celebrate?
Lick each other like cats all day.
Ew. I think I'll pass.
Let's just get it over with.
Showtime.
And welcome to the morning show at 6:04. We have our rocket scientist today. Well, no, actually, I'm going to go with Mr. Electric on this one, I think.
Okay.
Involving LeBron James.
Oh, yeah.
You heard about that?
Yeah.
Guess what? I really don't feel too bad about that. And then another flaming controversy this morning.
Uh-oh.
as a website called DreamEnglish.com has changed the alphabet song. Did you learn the alphabet on that thing?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
It's Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, you know, and when you're a dopey little kid until you figure it out, L-M-N-O-P sounds like one letter.
It does.
So they have outraged people by slowing it down.
Oh, no.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q,
no.
R, S, T, U,
no.
V, W, X, Y, Z.
They also wrote You Light Up My Life by...
What's your favorite letter?
Oh!
How about you?
Why? Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Fun with sound effects.
Hey, have you never been able to do it backwards? I can't do it backwards. And I know that some cops will do it, ask you for on drunk tests. Well, I would be completely sober and not be able to do it.
Yeah, no. I don't think that's fair to ask people to recite the alphabet backwards or... Now, if you can count backwards from 100, that shouldn't be.
Oh,
too
no, good. I can do that. 100, what's next? Oh, that's right. Do beers on the wall. Bottle of beers on the wall.
I don't remember what the officer asked me to do to prove my sobriety. Oh, speaking of which, I got a great Facebook message yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
From a listener. I'll find this.
What is
this?
Never mind. Ignore it.
Actually, what we're going to do next is the William Tell Wake Up at 6 minutes after six. 2 days until Halloween.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. New surveillance video shows the last time missing 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard was seen. Auburn police say Anaya was seen in a convenience store on South College Street on October 23rd. She was reported missing the next day. If you have any information, call Auburn Police. No arrests after a shooting early Monday morning in Selma. Police say someone drove up to a home in the 1500 block of St. Philip Street and started shooting. The victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And State Representative Chris England is running for chair of the Alabama Democratic Party. He made this announcement Sunday night on Twitter. The Tuscaloosa lawmaker has been pushing for changes in how the Democratic Party operates in Alabama. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Thunder, yeah, it's going to be a wet night for us all. And then tomorrow, cloudy with rain at times. A bit warmer. That warm front will be north of the area tomorrow, so we'll talk about upper 70s. And then upper 70s again for Halloween Day. As of right now, the front should come through there in the afternoon. It's going to be a tricky forecast for those trick-or-treaters. It could be raining. It could be dry. We'll be fine-tuning that forecast. But I guarantee...
Frightful night lurks just around the corner. This is a Halloween countdown. Just 2 days remain to set your children loose with a pumpkin and a steak knife and hope the end result is a jack-o'-lantern and not a trip to the emergency room. Happy Halloween.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on a market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River Region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Men's room alert. The air is getting thicker.
Leon's getting larger.
It's the William Tell Wake Up at 6:11. Meredith.
Well, if y'all smell money, I gotta confess, it's me. Yep, I entered a Halloween costume contest on Saturday night, got first runner-up, and raked in 50 big ones. Get this, I went as a sexy can of White Claw. Oh, and I was more popular than a virgin at a prison rodeo. Everyone and their brother wanted a selfie with sexy old White Claw. Gosh, I ain't felt that pretty since my glory days when I used to clean up at Everwet t-shirt contest this side of Tampa. Back then, I made more money standing in a baby pool on the receiving end of a super soaker for 3 minutes than most people make in a week. Anyway, my sexy White Claw costume was a hit and a half. And I would've got first place, but one of the judges was our preacher, and since he don't drink, he just thought I was a tub of sexy mayonnaise. Alright y'all, Dollar Tree's got a sale on cartons of gently used menthols, and now I got $50 to burn. Literally.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
LeBron James has a net worth of roughly $500 million.
Yep.
And nothing wrong with that. Made it playing basketball. But with that kind of money, you'd think he'd invest in a hair solution that isn't glued on. He's been uncomfortable with his receding hairline. That didn't bother Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and some of the other famous bald basketball players. Nobody seems to be sure of what he's using, whether it's plugs or something just glued on. But his hair is falling out on live TV at the Lakers Jazz game last Friday. And there's a little video clip where Anthony Davis says, hey, you're losing, you're shedding. He's losing his hair.
That's so embarrassing.
Yeah. Either go with it or get something that, I don't know, I haven't had to deal with it, thankfully, but something that sticks.
Sticks!
Yeah, something that sticks. It is 6:14. We began that Dennis DeYoung clip yesterday.
Yeah, we're 57 seconds in.
I got the first 2.5 sentences done yesterday. We had a very busy afternoon. Larry Stevens came by.
Mm-hmm.
And the president of the Kiwanis Club came by to talk about, you know, the fair and how well they did and, you know, the organizations that they help out.
You're going to lunch today, aren't you? No?
No.
Oh, I thought you were doing the Kiwanis lunch.
That's the 18th of November.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Gotcha.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I've done that. It's, I got a little butterflies because of that group.
Well, yeah.
I've done it about 3 times.
They're pretty distinguished people.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
And they are among the more philanthropic members of our community. It's a good group. I spoke there a long time ago. I just hope I don't tell the same lame-ass stories again. That would be sort of defeatist. I have Christmas gift number one purchased and wrapped from Brian Jewelry.
Uh-huh.
Remember, we traded some of Janelle's wedding jewelry in to turn it into new happy memories. And with that, you got a necklace in a box underneath the tree that stays up year-round in my bedroom. Yes, you heard it here first. There's a wrap box that has the matching earrings for the necklace you got earlier this summer. So one down. Very nice. Brian Jewelry in Prattville is the place to go to find that gift that celebrates the individual, the person you're shopping for. They're so good at asking the probative questions, getting to know the person you're shopping for, making suggestions based on that. I also urge those of you who are shopping, whether it's a birthday or any other occasion, for somebody who's passionately involved in the greatest rivalry in sports, to visit the showcases they have for each school. Alabama will be on your right, Auburn on your left as you're facing the door from inside the store. Some really great suggestions there, including a brand new Christmas ornament that is a Tumor's Corner tree with orange and blue gems in it. Very, very nice. Brian Jewelry, 7078 East Main in Prattville. If you are interested in browsing their amazing selection, go to brianjewelry.com. And while you're there, join their club. You save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at Brian Jewelry. It's 6:17, the timeline with Rich next.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we're busy on I-65 and 85 into the city this morning, but everywhere else it's pretty quiet. We have no accidents to tell you about anywhere, but we do have this for you from the Alabama Department of Transportation. If you are a front seat occupant in a vehicle and you're in a crash, you are 59 times more likely to be killed if you are not wearing your seatbelt. So buckle up. We tell you this kind of stuff because, well, we care about you. Trenum State Community College will host an early enrollment and registration for new students on November 5th, 6th, and 7th. It'll be held at the Patterson campus on Troy Highway. Classes start January 8th. Call Trenum State for more info. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Rusty here from our friend David Ernest and the Health and Wealth Show. David just started his 60-minute version of the program. The show's on every weeknight from 6 until 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. And David needs listeners. If you could see this little sad-eyed puppy right here, you'd know how David feels. And here's where you can help. We know that Greg Budell has listeners. Dan Morris has listeners. Joey Clark has listeners. So we've devised a new program called the Listener Relocation Program. For as little as 60 minutes a day, you can become a listener of the Health and Wealth Show. In return, you'll get some great financial advice from David Ernest. And this poor little sad-eyed puppy won't be so confused. Tune in each weekday evening from 6 until 7. And call David Ernest at 334-272-9228. Just think about David. Think about the little sad-eyed puppy. Knock it off. That's not funny anymore.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
News Talk 93.1 FM coming up on TV. Anxiety and what causes it. Right now with the timeline for October 29th, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
302nd day of the year, 63 days left. Today is National Cat Day, as we heard a little bit earlier. It's also Internet Day because on this date in 1969, the first connection on what would become the Internet made its way through as data bits flowed between a UCLA computer and a Stanford Research Institute computer. It was the beginning of ARPANET, the precursor to the Internet developed by the Department of Defense. It's National Frankenstein Day. Why, you ask? It recognizes the author Mary Shelley and her novel Frankenstein. She was 21 years old back in 1818. What would she be today? Dead.
200.
Dead.
Dead.
One.
1858. The first store opens in a frontier town, a little town, I'm not sure if it's going to make it, called Denver. It was a Dollar General. 90 years ago, in 1929, the stock market crashed, wiping out the fortunes of thousands of investors. The day came to be known as Black Tuesday. It triggered the Great Depression, which lasted for nearly 10 more years. 1945, the first ballpoint pen sold for $12.50 1945.
Year? Oh, wow. Wow,
that's a lot of money.
Be like $100 today.
You're going to spend that much money on a pen? It was sold at Gimbel's department store. We all know Gimbel's from Miracle on 34th Street.
What was that price again? I'm going to look that up.
$12 and $12.50 in 1945. What would that be in today's money?
I would close to 100.
You think so?
Yep.
In 1945.
I'm pretty sure.
It'd probably be a month's salary, right?
I'm going to the inflation calculator, and I'm putting in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm putting the amount is $12.50.
$12.50 in 1945.
Calculate, please. $178.30.
$178 pen.
Yep.
No wonder our parents were so excited when the BIC came out for 39 cents.
Really? 59 years ago, 1960, Cassius Clay boxed in his first professional fight. He beat Tunney Hunsaker in a six-round decision. In 65 on this date, The Who released My Generation. Now our song of the day. Boy, I had planned this before a long time ago, but it comes from an album that many critics call the greatest album of all time. I'm talking about Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys. Now, last night I just happened to hear this incredible, this unbelievable documentary, and Brian told the story that he listened to the Beatles' Rubber Soul album on an acetate, and it inspired him to write Pet Sounds. And then the Beatles said they heard Pet Sounds, and it inspired them to write Sgt. Pepper's. Wow! Brian Wilson collaborated with a guy named Tony Asher, who wrote jingles for commercials. Came up with the words, "I may not always love you, but as long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it, because God only knows what I would be without you."
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
By the way, if you want to see a great documentary, Echoes from the Canyon is the one I was watching last night. Is now my top five of all time. Jacob Dylan, the executive producer on it.
And what service is that available
on? Prime Video. Echoes from the Canyon. Oh, my gosh. I told our friend Wendell, who is a music freak, and he's going to be watching it, too. Oh, my gosh. 1971 on this date, Dwayne Allman from the Allman Brothers died in a motorcycle accident in his hometown of Macon, Georgia, age 24. A year later, the band also lost bassist Barry Oakley in another motorcycle accident three blocks from where Dwayne died. 21 years ago in 98, Senator John Glenn went back into space at age 77. That's amazing.
That was pretty cool.
That is so cool. 11 years ago, 2008, Delta Airlines merged with Northwest Airlines to create the largest airline in the world. They later merged with U.S. Scare, right?
I believe.
Yeah.
There was a time there when U.S. Air had a bunch of accidents.
That's why I call them U.S. Scare. 7 years ago in 2012, Hurricane Sandy devastated the east coast of the United States, causing almost $70 billion damage, killing 147 people. And folks forget, on the backside of Sandy was an awful snowstorm as the hurricane departed. On this date, let's see, we got birthdays. Winona Ryder is 48. She's on that popular show called Stranger Things right now. Randy Jackson is 58. Dan Castellana, 62. He's Homer Simpson.
Yeah, I know you're trying to. Yeah, yeah. I have trouble with his last name as well.
Yeah, he's Homer. Dope. Kate Jackson is 71 today. Richard Dreyfuss is 72. Whenever I think of him, I think we got to get a bigger birthday cake, right, for all those candles. He improvised that line.
Did he really?
That was not written for the movie. 2 days we are till Halloween, 5 days till the time changes, birthday season ends in 10 days, Thanksgiving in 30 days, Christmas 57 days away, and pitchers and catchers report in 109 days. That's it.
Catcher's Hotline with Rich Thomas. And now here's some more from Echo Canyon.
I've got to concentrate.
Echo.
I've got to concentrate. Hello?
Hello?
Echo.
Echo. Echo.
Now. Fish hitting for Pedro Borbón. Manny Mota.
Mota. Mota.
You know what's brilliant about that silly little segment there? It makes you wonder why when we know we're going to get an echo, the first thing we say is, echo!
Echo. Everybody does that.
And as a kid, I always wanted to imagine myself as a baseball play-by-play announcer, so that pinch-hitting for Manny Mota thing was just, I mean, that was perfect. Speaking of baseball, women who flashed.
Oh, I heard about that.
The World Series have been banned from Major League Parks. That story in the cheap and trashy, right where it belongs. At 6:30, when it comes to roofing, we don't even like to think that we're going to have to replace that someday. In fact, I know folks that shop for a house. That's one of the first questions. How old is the roof? Because you don't want to move into a place and have to spend a whole bunch more money.
Hurricane Ivan
to replace it. Yeah. So, Jones Brothers is the company to call because over 8 decades they've built a reputation for integrity that is second to none. Usually, if you see a water stain in the ceiling, it's water that was gotten through a crack in the tiles, the shingles. It can happen, especially when we've had prolonged dry spells like we did this year. Your house continues to settle and little spots can open up. So what they do, they come out, trace the origin of the leak, and 99% of the time, it's just that. Your house settling, causing that stain. They reseal that area so it can't happen a second time and dispatch a painter to touch it up. And they do an amazing job of paint matching, whether they're doing that or redoing replacement windows and doors. They do seamless, perfect work. Browse their entire selection of options above and beyond roofing at jbroof.com or call them direct at 800-264-8009 for JB Roof.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
It looks like a pretty nice downpour now between, let's say, the Court Street exit and where I-65 and I-85 come together. Pretty nice little downpour going on. Mostly just sprinkles now in East Montgomery. So it is raining in parts of the river region right now. Scattered showers will be around from time to time today with a high around 72. Today and tonight, by the way, the showers will be around. Tonight's low 67. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, phase two of this three-phase storm system. So it's a warmer, more humid day with showers and thunderstorms likely at times. Upper 70s tomorrow. Then Thursday, which is the main event on Halloween, the cold front sweeps through the state and showers and maybe a couple of stronger storms out ahead of the front, mid to upper 70s. Leftover showers possible for the trick-or-treat hours. I'm not going to rule it out. Otherwise, then, later on Thursday night, it turns much colder. You'll feel the difference. The winds come up and, boy, oh, boy. Breezy, cool on Friday. High temperature barely up to about 60. You'll swear it's cooler because of the breeze. And 30s on Saturday morning around dawn. So the weekend, first weekend in November, cool days and cold nights. Right now this morning, cloudy skies, showers in the area, 65, 632.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Shut up.
I got a note from a listener yesterday. I'm not going to reveal her name. I'm just going to share the note.
Okay.
I didn't want to say this on the air, but I think you helped me get out of a ticket, Greg. The state trooper pulled me over and asked where I was off to in such a hurry. I told him I was listening to news radio and wasn't paying attention and just driving along. He asked what I was listening to, and I said, Greg Budell. He said, I'll tell you what. If your insurance is good, I'll give you a warning. Well, of course, my insurance is good, so I got away with only a warning. I'm not sure it was because I pulled a name dropper, but that is what I feel like I did. So, thanks.
Boy, I tell you, if you're really in a big, big trouble, use Joey's name.
And big, 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 big trouble. I mean, penitentiary.
Tell him Joey made you do it.
Yeah.
Listen to Joey.
You're covering for him. That's what happens. Poor young
Joey.
All right, 6:33. We have Gail talking about her Halloween plan in 1 minute inside a woman's head. And then TV today, our topic, the top things that cause anxiety.
Yeah.
So we've got so much, so many reasons to live till at least 7 a.m.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Tuesday morning, and we are all clear on the highways, I-65 and 85. We got a good bit of cars heading into downtown Montgomery. The good news is we don't have all that fog over the Alabama River Bridge this morning, and I know that'll make you smile. That was just soupy mess yesterday. Highway 231 out of Wetumpka, looking pretty good there, as well as the boulevard. Not a lot of action, but oh, that's going to change momentarily. A lot of folks are about to leave the house. Buckle up, drive carefully, and please do not text and drive. Learn ballet and take classes at Alabama River Region Ballet in the Festival Plaza Shopping Center. There is so much to do at Festival Plaza. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Today's witness in the impeachment inquiry is the first current White House official to testify. Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman serves on the National Security Council. He listened in on President Trump's call with Ukraine's president in July. In his opening statement, Vindman will say he reported concerns about the administration demanding an investigation into 2016 election meddling and the company linked to Joe Biden's son Hunter as conditions for Ukraine receiving military aid. Electricity could be cut today to more than a million people in California to prevent more wildfires from downed power lines. At least 57 houses are destroyed in Sonoma County. Thousands of homes are threatened in and around Los Angeles, where David Boyle lives.
There were two police officers there that said, you got to get out. And I went, excuse me? You know, and it's like, I said, well, when? He said, now.
At least 8 homes are destroyed in that fire. The wind is expected to pick back up again there tonight. America's listening to Fox News.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Now, if your dresser drawer doesn't sound like that, you might have jewelry that's been sitting there too long. Bring us in to us at Marguerite's, and we will let you walk away with a check. We'll swap you out for something new or make you something special with your heirloom jewelry. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Bring it into Marguerite's. Let us do something. Don't let it sit there and get moldy. I don't know. Whatever it does in the drawer. But bring it in, and let's fix it up and make something great for you or walk away with a bunch of money. Come see us at Marguerite's. Thanks.
We love shopping at Kaiser. The staff and service is great, and Stella always helps us find the exact right piece.
At Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, we have exciting new furniture arriving, including 2 new lines you'll love. Save up to 60% on furniture we need to move for the new lines. Open a Synchrony account, and you may qualify for a $50 gift card and get up to 18 months interest-free financing. Remember, our sales tax is only 8.25%. Shop Wiser, buy Kaiser, and be ready for the holidays. 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
See Kaiser for details on how to receive the gift card and special financing. Some restrictions apply.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I wonder if I can skip Halloween this year. I just don't want all that candy in the house. Every leftover Snickers bar equals 3 days on the treadmill. I remember working off last year's surplus M&Ms. It was like walking to South America and back. Of course, pretending not to be home is a lot of work. You have to leave the porch light off, and you can't watch TV in the living room. Even a refrigerator light is a dead giveaway. What if my neighbors see me closing the blinds and hiding my car in the garage? They'll think I hate their kids. I know. I'll live in my basement for a few days. That way, no one will be suspicious when I'm gone on Halloween. Huh. If I'm gonna live in the basement, I'll need some supplies. 4 bags of peanut butter cups should do the trick.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
All right. It is 6:38, 22 before the top of the hour. They just went to break on TV. So we got time to kill, boys.
We have 2 minutes.
Since it's the cheap and trashy is ahead, how about if we start with the trashy?
Want to? Is this going to be about the Super Bowl? I mean, the World Series women?
Yeah. Julia Rose, Lauren Summer, and Kayla Lauren were standing behind home plate when they lifted their shirts.
Did it get on TV?
I haven't looked.
Oh.
I am not interested in seeing naked women during the World
Series. Of course you're not. Of course you're not.
B.S. Well, I mean, anyway, I probably would have a better grasp of the story if I had. But they work for... Now, they claimed they did this to raise breast cancer awareness.
Sure. They raised awareness on half of that, right?
Yeah. But they happen to work for a business called Shag Mag.
Yeah?
Shag Mag, which means...
Yeah, baby!
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. They pointed out on TMZ that men could take their shirts off whenever they feel like it and never get in trouble. So I'm going to do further investigation on this after we finish our TV visit
this
morning.
Way ahead of you.
Oh, well, then save me the trouble.
Oh, man.
It's on your...
Did it get on TV, do you think?
I don't know if it got on TV, but... Yeah, I just looked up that...
A lot of things happen on live TV sports events. Remember the first Monday Night Football and the conversation they picked up on the sideline? Ooh, how embarrassing.
It's showtime.
That's what it was for them, I suppose.
I can't find the actual baseball game situation.
Oh, okay. What did you put in? Just breast?
No, I put in Shag Mag.
Well, no, there's a link to the
place
video
to start
on our prep service. So
yeah.
I will. I think I owe it to you guys to find that link, and we should take a look and decide whether this was really bad.
Uh-huh.
I think it was really, 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 really bad.
And if they were really worth it,
they were really.
Make sure that screen is.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
A recent survey asked 2,000 people to rank the top things that give them anxiety.
It found, unsurprisingly, that the top things that give us anxiety are work, social gatherings, and money. The survey also looked at the top things about social media that stress us out. The top three are the pressure to seem perfect, the pressure to seem successful, and the pressure to be charming and funny in your posts.
I don't like social media.
Lots of things to worry about. There's a lot to talk about this. We want to hear from the guys at News Talk 93.1. Good morning.
And
did somebody say charming and funny? Hi. How come Ryan Stennett isn't on this list? You were saying, Rich.
No, I mean, the pressure to check social media every day is also an anxiety.
Social media is really a part-time job.
Right.
And then you've always got somebody that's got to go on a thread and ruin it. So there's an anxiety attached to that. I like my post, but I don't want to have some warrior for the other side or whatever to, you know. And it happened yesterday. I was a little bit surprised, actually. Something that was just intended to be funny turned out to be so.
You know, one of the things they list on here, and it's very true, people who are afraid of public speaking. And let me tell you this. I mean, those of us on radio and TV, you know, people say, I don't know how you can do that. Oh, it's much easier to do that than for me to speak to a group of 20, 25.
We are in our element here. We are...
When you got the eyes looking back at you.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
If you're laughing at me at home, I have no idea until you call the station to complain
and laugh at me.
But otherwise...
Newscast, there's four people in the studio. When I'm out doing a public talk, I'm like, that's 100 people.
I know, like, Greg, you're a little withdrawn at times in a group, and so am I. And Jay.
I just avoid public altogether.
Yeah. I mean, here we are, broadcasters.
No, never in a group.
You're correct. Sometimes, you know, I used to work in Miami.
Oh, really?
I don't want to bring.
And that causes me anxiety.
Well, I'm not exaggerating here. I'm not exaggerating here. I had a household name and a household face. Yeah. And one day I was at the grocery store in the bean section. And just looking at different options. And a woman came up to me and she said, how come you're not smiling? And I said, why are you worried about it? And she said, well, you're always funny on the radio, but you seem so serious here. Because when I'm not smiling, I do look like I'm serious or aloof or something like that. I have a giveaway face, as they call it.
I had a lady, I think years and years ago, I was at a pizza place and I was drinking a beer. And she says, and she saw me with a beer in my hand. She says, how can we ever trust you ever again? And I'm thinking, really? Honest?
See, and I watch Ryan and I wonder how many he had. That's just kidding. Just, that was a joke.
Yeah.
Just trying to be charming. Trying to be charming and funny.
I've been drunk enough to walk out in front of multiple buses.
I want you to know this. We've talked about that before. The bus, the pickup truck, and the car that hit me, I was stone cold sober each and every time.
Okay. Okay, no, I believe you.
It's true. And now, those are very stressful, especially the second one. Oh, my goodness, Timmy.
Is that on the list?
One thing, I don't think it's on the list. For me, I'm always worried about my daughter. You know, I know things are going well, and I got to recognize that she's not a little kid anymore. It's hard to let that go.
Yeah.
But with the stuff that happens in her life, that's always somewhere, you know, in the back of my mind. So I already know what date I'm worried about most in 2020, and that's her probation period, not for jail.
What?
She's a graphic designer for the zoo, and for the first year you work, they have you in what they call a probation.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that day comes and goes, and everything is fine. So already that's what happens. I'm anxious about that, and it's not. It's 4 months away.
All right, well,
I think she'll be okay.
It's like the opposite for me. I get anxiety about my parents because I have to do everything for them now.
The producer gets anxiety when we go over.
Yeah. So he said, rap.
Yeah. Oh, you have no idea. He comes out taking shots.
All right. That is all the time we got. We don't want any of that this morning. Thank you, guys. We will talk to you tomorrow morning.
See you.
And to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
All right, boys and girls, we are back. We have Mr. Electric visiting us today for business break.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to that. Our most electrifying story today was LeBron James' hair falling out on live TV. Apparently, he's got some kind of a cheap fix for his receding hairline. Mr. Electric, by the way, is the company you can reach out to at 245-1566 for top-notch. I love the way they just said it. It's all certified master electricians. They come out at the time they say they're none of this. Well, sometime between 1 and 5 in the afternoon, none of that. It's a specific time, and that's when your doorbell rings. And then they give you an upfront price on the work you need done, and that's what you pay. They do it straight by the book, and they have the best electricians on the planet, master certified electricians. Again, 245-1566 or MrElectric.com.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to the Cheap and Trashy. We still haven't seen those World Series photos yet.
I saw them, and it's not that it's not impressive. It's just the angle and the view and everything else, it's...
So it did get on TV?
Oh, they made it on TV, yeah. They made it on TV.
I'm just taking a moment here so I can... Oh, that won't play on this system. My whole life is filled with operating systems that won't do certain things.
Well, doctors can help you on that, too. There's a cure for that now.
Need some wood?
Shut up.
All right, let's move along. Netflix is testing variable playback speeds.
I've heard of this, yeah.
Hollywood is not happy about it.
I can understand what's slowing it down, but what's the speeding it up part? Just to get to other parts of the movie?
Just, yeah. You can watch it at, like, 1.5 or double speed? Not double speed, but a little bit faster than normal. And it'll go a lot quicker.
Frankly, I don't give a damn.
You can move things a little. Exactly. I make you an offer you can't refuse. If you want to watch The Godfather in 90 minutes, then go invent your own personal machine, says Hollywood.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
We should get some helium in here and just have fun the rest of the afternoon. Memorable movie lines on helium. Netflix users are speaking out in favor of adding variable playback speeds on social media. We'll see how this all plays out. Dave Chappelle got his Mark Twain Prize for American humor. One of the things I appreciate about Dave Chappelle is that he has been extremely outspoken on the damage that this...
Meat too.
You know, everything. You can't make fun of anything. I watch episodes of The Office, and that show isn't that old. And some of the stuff they do is...
You couldn't do now.
Really? And that's sad. Yeah. But there are people who wake up in the morning and they're unhappy, they're miserable, they don't want you to have fun, and because they're incapable, they'll take yours away. That's kind of how I see it working out. Hey, we have our daily Jennison.
Hmm?
Jennifer Aniston story.
Yeah, you can call
Jennison.
It
Jennison's a county in Alabama, isn't it?
Jemison is a town.
Jemison, yes.
Yeah, I know, it's Jemison. Anyway, Jennifer Aniston was on Ellen yesterday, and she was asked about a Friends reunion, which is the first question she's asked whenever she's on any show.
Of course.
Because everybody seems to think that would be the best.
And the second question is about Brad.
I don't have a Brad and Jennifer Aniston story here. She said there will not be a reboot of the show, but said we would love for there to be something, but we don't know what that something is, so we're working on something. Mm. We're gonna be listening to this working on something for 2 or 3 years before something actually appears, and by that time, nobody's going to care. Kelly Clarkson and John Legend are remaking Baby It's Cold Outside without the, quote, problematic lyrics.
What are they going to change it to? Baby It's Partly Cloudy Outside?
No, they'll still do Baby It's Cold Outside. It just won't be...
Here's how to ruin a classic song, okay? Mm-hmm. What will my friends think? I think they should rejoice. If I have one more drink, it's your body and your choice.
Oh, my God. Those aren't the lyrics that they changed it to, is it?
You're kidding me.
No. She says, I can't really stay.
Okay.
Baby, it's cold outside. I gotta go away. I can call you a ride. This evening's been so glad you dropped in. So very nice. Spend time with you. Time spent with you is paradise. My mother will start to worry. I'll call and tell him to hurry. Because in the world that these social justice warriors live in, there's no such thing as men and women being playfully sexy with each other. That's really what it is. It's just so sad. They can't let things be. John Fogerty was one of the Woodstock 50 participants that got paid before the whole thing was canceled. Right. So he's using the money to build a veterans home in Vegas called Veterans Village Complex for in-need veterans and their families, where homes are made from repurposed shipping containers. He will be in Vegas on November 11th on Veterans Day for a groundbreaking. That's kind of cool.
Now, he must have been paid pretty well.
Yeah, I would think. But it's kind of neat, too, that I really didn't earn this, so I'm going to put it to good use somewhere.
You know, millions of dollars were paid out to potential artists.
I still don't understand why. You know, I guess they were so committed to recreating the original Woodstock environment, they just could not get a venue to work. Why not just have it at a place? There's never going to be another Woodstock. Yeah. Woodstock is, that happened once, it's in the past, all the elements and components that created Woodstock.
Mm-hmm. I happen to know MPAC was available that weekend.
Always on top of the story. We got any of that rain in the immediate area?
It just moved through the city. As a matter of fact, let's see if it's...
You're not going to tell me it rained on the cigarette butt I left on the stoop.
Yeah, it was... It was near the I-65, I-85, and there it is on the east side now. Eastern Boulevard.
All right, I'm going to see if I can get this video to play from the World Series. Speaking of sports, it is 6:53. Let's head down and see what Skipper's got going.
Hope you're having a great Tuesday morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a lot of cars on I-65 southbound headed into Montgomery this morning. I-85 is not doing too shabby either. They're doing their share. And we are busy on the interstates. The Boulevard picking up a little bit of traffic as well. We're about to get the school zones activated. We're even seeing more traffic coming out of 231 on Wetumpka and 31 out of Prattville, but we have no accidents to report at this time. So drive carefully, buckle up, and never ever text and drive. Your church Bulletin will serve as your down payment for anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Bring your good credit and your church bulletin to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter and ride today. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
With cooler weather on the way, it's time to go ahead and get your heater checked.
Good idea. Let the pros from United check your heater and make sure it's working safely and properly before you need it for the first time.
Call us now and set up a fall tune-up for peace of mind. You will be safe and your system will be reliable and ready when the cold weather comes.
Or sign up for a United maintenance plan for your fall and spring tune-ups and get a 15% discount on any service repair throughout the year.
Like we always say, a tuned-up system is running at full efficiency, which means lower utility bills, better indoor comfort, and longer lifespan.
Make sure your heater is ready and safe. Call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check out our pumpkin contest on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach, or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Nothing was here yesterday. Suddenly they're here today. At the strip mall, selling blood, selling gore. It used to be JCPenney. Now it's a scare factory. Shop, shop, shopping at the Halloween store. There's a mask with bleeding eyes, severed heads and zombie brides. That's a giant blow-up ghost I'm buying for the lawn. Demonic possessed pumpkins, animatronic skeletons. Shop, shop, shopping at the Halloween store.
Thought I'd play that since John Fogerty was the topic of conversation a moment ago. At 6:57, it is raining very bustily outside. It's coming down. Mm-hmm. And that will be that's kind of a quick deal, in and out?
Yeah, well, I mean, for that particular shower, this could be showers on and off all day and tonight.
If you see a Capri menthol light go floating by, would you grab that and dry it out for me? Because when I went down earlier in the morning, jeez, I'm having a great day today. I didn't see, well, it's still kind of dark, too. Since it's National Cat Day,
yeah,
I was going through our cat files to find things that might be interesting. This is actually a legitimate commercial for a cat product that never made it to market.
I don't know who likes to show.
Oh, I remember this.
Sparkle on that place below. My Donka dog is really gush. I have to show my twinkle dush.
Twinkle
dush. Keep your beauty veiled and safe. Just show your sparkle and a wave.
Called a woman that once a long time ago.
Will never show. You're cute, honey.
You like it?
No.
Apparently, most people didn't because the product
never took off.
By the way, Halloween is one of the most dangerous holidays for your phone. Cracked screens skyrocket over Halloween by 42%. Lost and stolen phones jump more than 40%. Water damage climbs to 36%, and other damage increases more than 30%.
Is that because of the demons?
The demons and costumes don't always have great pockets for things. I would assume that has something to do with it.
I see where you're stepping.
It is the most damaging holiday for cell phone equipment other than the 4th of July, which I think that probably involves drinking a little bit more. So consider yourselves warned. Animal stories coming up later. We have a surfer who did something silly and almost got killed for doing it.
Yeah.
A cat drug smuggler. Kid you not. Another deer through the window story and something that puppies should never chew on because it creates a dangerous situation. Mm-hmm. All of that ahead on this.
Today is October.